Okay, hello everybody. This is Packard Pokes at the staff meeting. This is episode 234. I've lost track. All right, let me go try to get a hold of Connie here. Okay. This is how things work around here. We have a tendency to kind of meander, so. Alrighty. Come on. There we go. Skype is not working. If you want to make a donation to the show, you can go to patreon.com/PackardPokesAt. And make a donation there. Hello, Connie.
Hello.
Hello. We are broadcasting on Meerkat over live over Twitter as well. I know anybody else can't hear you. I'm going to try to set these headphones up so you guys can hear. But I fear you guys won't be able to see me either at that point. I'm going to try to just set this on here. Sorry if it looks kind of cockeyed right now. Well, I don't know. I don't know if you guys can hear her now. But... Yeah, this is how these things go.
Yay!
I've lost track of what episode this is going to be this week.
I have the wrong book. Well, I can still.
You
got to
have the right book, Connie.
What?
I said you got to have the right book.
I have a book. Yeah.
I have this book, but I have a book.
I don't know where my other tablet is. I think we're up to 230 something.
Yeah, that's what I said too.
231, 233.
300,227. I don't know. I'm. the people who are watching, I don't know if you guys can tweet us or not. Let us know if you guys can actually, I don't know, hear us or hear Connie at all. Can you? I don't know.
Otherwise, you're just talking to yourself.
Otherwise, I'm just talking to myself here. I'm making shit up as I go along. Let's see here.
Let me look here. Go to... Where is that dashboard?
Let's see here.
So, dashboard. According to the dashboard, last episode was 232. Darth Vader robs you of your abortion, and he is
okay,
your father.
Okay, then maybe I was right. I think I said 233.
This is 233.
Yeah, okay, yeah. This is 233. Yeah, 233. All right, it's episode 233 for everybody keeping track. Hello, everybody. Keeping track at home on your favorite magical device. So,
mine's called a pen and paper.
Pen and paper. I've heard of this concept.
I know. It's like old school.
Old school.
Old school.
Keeping it really old school.
Yo-yo. Although, don't take yo-yos to school.
Well, you know, I tell you.
Confiscate some, and that's just, you know.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, the only yo-yos I ever took to school were the ones that wound up by themselves because I couldn't figure the fucking things out. How do you not know how to do a yo-yo? I'm 7. Fuck you. I didn't say that, but I wanted to. I would have if I had known that language back then.
Mr. You probably saying poopy head.
Mr. Poopy head.
That was really rough language.
That was it was rough language. I have been struggling all week to try to come up with a conversation for this Friday. Mm-hmm. I have several items in mind here. But I don't know if they are going to work. Well, let's see here. Where are they? Where are they? Okay, here we go. Where is it? Well, shitballs. Where the hell did it go? All right.
84%.
Shut up, fucktard Fisher. We'll get back to you in a minute.
He has so much to say.
I know. He keeps showing up on my computer.
Diarrhea of the mouth.
He's got serious diarrhea of the mouth.
Speaking of poopy heads.
Yes.
So,
I had this tab open. I apologize. I should have had this. I thought I had this open. I guess I just got to fucking find it again.
Is it Phil Robertson?
No, it's somebody that. Oh, where the hell did it go? I'm gonna have to go. I'm gonna have to open up the right wing blog here. We have two people watching. Hi.
Woohoo.
Woohoo. I don't know if you guys can hear Connie on there. So, right wing watch, blog watch. And apparently I mistyped it. Because I can't do anything here.
Generally, if I just do RWW, it pops up.
I should just take off the word watches blog. There we go. All right. Videos. This one here that I was the other day. Come on. And it's just driving me. It's been sitting in my brain the last few days since I saw this. And it's just this one here. Sandy Rios warns Christians to prepare for martyrdom.
Oh, I remember this one.
Yeah.
The blonde woman.
Yeah. And, yeah, of course, my video is not going to start playing here. There you go.
There is persecution afoot.
Persecution's afoot!
You know about that? You've heard about some of that.
Did you know persecution's afoot? I always thought it was an arm.
Is it anatomically correct?
That's a good question. Is it anatomically correct?
It must be a penis. That's so disparaging to say of penises. Why is that?
Oh, I know. Penises are nice.
Actually,
I mean, I like mine anyway. You know, I'm not too fond of anybody else's.
Sexist to say that. We vilify penises.
Don't vilify the penis.
Okay.
Anyway, we'll just hear what you got to say here.
Is bringing about the tip of the spear of the battle that we're going to face.
She really loves penises. The tip of the spear. she's talking about penises.
Wink, wink, nudge,
wink, wink,
nudge.
Nudge, wink. What do you say? Nudge, nudge, governor. Nudge, nudge, governor.
Actually, if we do that, we should use that clip.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Going to be forced to go into public restrooms and share them with men dressed like women.
Yeah, because guys that go through surgery and everything want to, you know, see women. Like, we don't have this thing called the internet.
This is an epidemic proportion.
Epidemic proportion.
Schools in Massachusetts, where homosexual marriage has been legal for 10 years. The stories would make the hair stand up on the back of your neck. And ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, what stories? Please tell us what stories. For 10 years, you've got 10 years of stories. What are the stories? Crickets, 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 crickets.
Say, most of the stories are about the poor, you know, transsexuals who are the victims of hate and prejudice and violence.
Yeah.
It's, yeah.
A little drink of water. Anyway, she goes on.
She's afraid of penises.
Well, that would make her a lesbian, wouldn't it? No, lesbians aren't afraid of penises. They just don't want them. Unless they're made of plastic, in which case is a different story. Then that's a porn movie. No, I'm kidding.
Single person in this room is going to be forced to make a choice. And I'm just telling you, even if you don't want to engage in this battle, you will.
You will.
People will. And you'd better stand. I would recommend that you stop playing it safe.
Stop playing safe.
Because if you can't keep up with men, how will you run with horses?
Is that even in the Bible? Is that even a real quote? I've never heard of that. I mean, I was a Christian for many years. I don't even recognize that.
Do
If you don't run with, if you can't, if you don't stand with men, you can't run with horses. If you don't stand with, on feet, you can't walk on your knees. What are you talking about? What the fuck is she talking about? Is this even a real quote?
Well, I don't know. And I, honestly, it's just a string of colloquialisms. That's all she's doing. It's you know, weird.
I've never heard that before.
No, me either.
I don't get it. I've never.
She probably made it up and wants it to be a thing.
You know what? I have to look this up just so I know. You know.
Well, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. That so, I suppose she could have chosen.
Yeah,
to
she
say could have
used
that.
Those. She could have used that language. Yeah. Well, if you don't stand for anything, you could stand for you'll get anything. You know. Is this the chat window here? No, it's not. Okay. Hmm.
We're not going to throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Live now. Here we go. There. Oh, hey, we have three people watching. Hello. Welcome to the staff meeting. You don't run with horses, you
no,
can't run, you can't fuck a man. What is it? What did she say?
If you can't stand with men,
How
will you run with horses? Isn't that
men? You can't run with.
I'm allergic
horses.
To stupid. So,
so am I. Apparently, you can't stand with men. You can't run with horses.
How will you run with horses? I'm probably.
How will you run with how is it? I can't type for shit.
How will you run with horses?
How will you run?
Because evidently, horses? LGBT people are animals.
Oh, apparently.
Apparently. So.
You know, this is not a Bible quote because it's not coming up. If it was a Bible quote,
no, it's not a Bible quote. But
that she said it was. She said it was a Bible quote. Did she not say that, or did I mishear it? I gotta back this up.
You have to replay it for me.
All right, I'm gonna back this up.
Recommend that you stop playing it safe. You know, the Bible says if you can't keep up with men, how will you run with horses?
If you can't keep up with men, how do you run with horses?
How will you run with horses?
All right, if you can't keep up with men, you can't keep up with men, how will you run with horses?
I think I see where she's misquoting it here.
She's getting it from. She thinks she's getting it from Jeremiah 12:5.
Yes, she does. But it's the footman. If thou hast run with the footman, and yeah.
Yeah, I see. I don't know if our listeners or people who are watching on the live stream, hello, can hear you actually. So no one's saying anything. So, tweet at us, man. Tweet at us. Hello. Let's see what it says here. What the hell? Oh, someone made a comment on one of my.
Happy Easter from Bible Study Tools.
Yeah, I just got that too. It says from Jeremiah 12:5 says, "If thou hast run with the footmen, and they have wearied thee, then how canst thou contend with horses? And thou in a land paced throughout secure, how thou wilt do in the pride of Jordan?" Let's see here.
The next one, the Bible in basic English.
Is that one? Oh, yeah, there it is. If running with the fighting men has made you tired, then how will you be able to keep? Then how will you be able to keep up with the horses? And if the land of peace, you go in flight. How do they know about flight? There's no airplanes. What you become in the thick of growth of Jordan?
Basically, and if in a land of peace you run away, what will become of you in the thick of thick growth of Jordan?
Okay.
You have a simple task. You know, how will you do a more difficult task?
She's still completely misquoted it though. It's still misquoted. And there's another one here from Cebra, CEBA. I'm not even sure what that is. It says, if you have raced with people and are worn out, how will you compete with horses?
Yeah, she's, well, if actually, probably a more apt verse that she could have used would have been, you know, if you let, not, it's not a Bible verse, though. It's just a, isn't it just a saying that if you let the camel in, you know, camel's nose in the tent.
Oh, yeah. If you let the camel's nose, if you put the camel's nose in the tent, then eventually the rest of the camel will follow.
Right.
So, yeah.
Right. So.
It's still a slippery slope fallacy, regardless.
True.
But that's not the important here. That's not the important thing. That was just sitting in my brain for like last part of a couple of days, and going, "What the fuck is?" I've never heard that quote, so I didn't know it. So,
oh my goodness! In the right hand side on this Bible study tools thing,
yeah.
The Antichrist, a free book. Discover what the early church knew about the rapture, tribulation, and second coming. The Voice of Elijah.org/Antichrist.
Elijah.org/Antichrist. Find out who the Antichrist is going to be. It's my
Bible
mom.
Bible study. Someone had to die.
Somebody's going to have to die.
Had to die. Greg Gilbert. And there's three crosses. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, let's get back to this.
Sure.
This crazy woman here.
Of course.
You must prepare for martyrdom. I don't know. I
gotta back it up because we kind of talked over top of it there.
Mm.
All right.
Keep up with men. How will you run with horses? You must prepare for martyrdom. I don't know what it's gonna look like, but it's coming.
All right. That's the part I wanted to talk about, because the fact is, because we got the SCOTUS decision coming up here, that I would like to, I think that this is a good time to start hitting on it while it's going, you know, because the right wing nut jobs are really starting to come out of the woodwork. That's one. But I mean, the fact is that she is suggesting martyrdom right now is a big part of the I can't think tonight.
Well, if people want to know where the Christian equivalent of, like, the extremists, granted, they're not chopping off people's heads, but like the ISIS guys, you know, people who are taking this way in whatever field it is,
right,
picking daisies, it's this idea about martyrdom, which is all tied in with end of days crap.
Right. Well, I was just thinking also, because I did post this on there, that what it was that she says, I don't know what form it's going to take. Meaning, is she going to encourage people to, like, bomb the gay weddings and things like that, or go in there and shoot people up for Christ?
I don't know. I suppose find more places where she talks about things.
Well, see, there was I've got some other ones here. That are right along in the same line. I mean, they're still talking about gay marriage and everything like that, because I know this is going to be a big hot topic button here shortly within the next month. And that's, you know, this is the last week of this month. And the SCOTUS is going to be deciding on that next month, which is just, like I said, just here in a few days. So then there was this one here. This one's about 50 seconds long. It's Wretched Robertson.
My son recently got married to another man, and now he and his husband are trying to adopt a child. I feel like this would be unfair for the child. What should I do?
I think you ought to pray about it, and I think you ought to speak out about it. If you sincerely feel, as I do, that this is wrong,
because I'm an dirty old fool.
I know it. But this so-called lifestyle, I just can't believe it. They have trying to destroy marriage. Marriage is between a man and a woman, and they've now brought cases to the Supreme Court saying, well, the Defense of Marriage Act is unconstitutional and so forth. So what should you do? Well, you better get on your knees and pray and let the Lord take care of it, because there isn't a whole lot else you can do.
There's that last line right there where he, and I should change this input here because I don't think anybody else can be able to hear that. There we go. But I think that last line is very telling, where he says that get on your knees and pray because there's not much you can do. And I think he's admitting that their position is screwed.
Yeah. Yeah, well, he's a dominionist.
Yes, he is. That's what
The other thing that with reference to gay marriage and things. There was that story this last week about the 35-year-old girl who was the whose daughter to two gay two lesbians.
Mm-hmm.
The mother left her father and went with her lover, and they raised her together, and now she's come out. She's a mother herself, this young, you know, this 35-year-old woman.
Oh, I heard about
woman,
this one, yeah.
She's, yeah, and she's come out against it. No surprise in basically a Christian, you know, online paper and whatnot. So that was kind of – and it was poopy. It was really awful.
It was really poopy.
It's just poopy talk today.
It's a poopy talk.
It was really shitty.
Thank you.
because she's, you know, and I mean, we talked about it on Facebook, and
yeah.
you know, a couple different posts, and just said she's angry at her dad for leaving, and
yeah,
man, guess
she's
what?
Taking
this
out
is
her,
like
taking out
the
her
story
mom.
For a lot of kids, product of divorce, is that, you know, but she's conflating that this has everything to do with her being raised by two lesbian people and lesbians, and I'm like, no.
Yeah.
God, how can you get to be 35 years old and you either are really, really, truly deluded or you are extremely dishonest?
I would
and
say,
I'm leaning towards the latter.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I'm leaning that way, too. I was leaning that way myself, that the fact that she's just being really dishonest about the whole thing there. But, I mean, this is the
best. You want martyrdom angle on this? Is that
yeah,
what you're really
leaning towards? Yeah, that's what I'm thinking about leaning towards is a martyrdom angle, how these Christians think that. Because they're going after Muslims and everything, saying, you know, that these people are going to do whatever it takes to promote their religion, to basically, you know, prove that their God is real, right? So if the fact is that she thinks that she has to have people kill themselves or martyr themselves for their God, I think that's very telling.
Actually, she's saying that. Okay, I can't divine her mind, but she's warning that it's gonna be like, you know, them coming after the Christians and arresting them and
well, I understand that she was talking about that. She saw that the persecution. She says persecution everywhere.
Right.
But the martyrdom, you know, when they think they have to die for their religion.
Mm-hmm.
And that,
yeah,
and because of gay rights, you know, because if gay people get the chance to get married, well, then we just got to martyr ourselves. I'm like, what?
Well, like I said, it's not that they have to martyr themselves, but that they will become martyrs if they don't stand up now against this, because it'll become the law of the land and it'll be illegal. I don't know where she's getting that. A martyr, to be a martyr, you have to die. I don't know why.
Right, that's
she
what I'm saying. She thinks she has
that,
to die.
You know, she's obviously implying that this is going to usher in the Antichrist and all of that other crap.
Yeah, so she thinks, anyway.
So, and what I was going to say, too, this week we had Indiana, their freedom bill, quote-unquote, is supposed to be coming into play. Because, again, you know, we're not discriminating. This is our religious choice. You're persecuting us by not letting us, you know, have our conscience in how we conduct business. And so it's all over the place. There's this undercurrent within the Christian community of,
right.
Oh my gosh, we're going to be martyred. We're going to be, you know, we're going to be persecuted. And it's just going to be, you know, people, because they don't think that gays are gay by, you know, by birth. They think that it's a choice. And they think that 9 times out of 10, and thank you, James Dobson, you asshole, promoting in all your books that people become gay because they were molested as children.
Oh yeah,
and that's what most gays are, according to Robertson and Dobson and Robertson and everything, is that they were molested and they are molesters, and it's just that's why they're freaking out about having shared bathrooms, that you'll have pedophiles in there in the bathroom turning your kids gay.
Yeah, that's what they think is going to happen. You know.
Yeah,
they think that the kid's going to turn gay because, you know, because someone molested them and everything like that. And the fact, and you're right, that they think that if they have to share a bathroom with somebody of the opposite gender that identifies with the gender that they are, that they're going to get attacked or some bullshit.
Well, it shows their extreme ignorance.
Yes, it definitely.
And willful ignorance at that. That it's It's really sick. Let me see. So it's the SCOTUS too. That's the other thing. That's the point of this. Okay.
Oh, by the way, yeah. I hate to admit this when I'm wrong, but I was wrong about something. And I know you mark this on the calendar, everybody. Packard was wrong about something.
I'm writing it down.
I'm writing this down. Okay. Actually, I was having a little discussion with somebody on Google Plus here about Cruz's eligibility, and mm-hmm. I found this. It says, in memorandum to Congress dated April 3rd, 2009, and written by the Congress Research Service, says, considering the history of the constitutional qualifications provision, the common cause use and the meaning of the phrase, quote, unquote, natural born subject, in England and the colonies in the 1700s, the clause apparent intent, the subsequent action of the first Congress enacting the Naturalization Act of 1790 expressed defining the term, quote unquote, natural born citizen to include a person born abroad to parents who are United States citizens, as well as the subsequent Supreme Court dicta, it appears that most logical inferences would indicate that the phrase, quote unquote, natural born citizen would mean a person who is entitled to U.S. citizenship at birth or by birth. So I was wrong. That dickhead can run.
His mother is a citizen.
Yeah, because his mother's a citizen of the United States. Yeah. Which doesn't make me any happier. So he may have a leg to stand on. Although, with the fact is that he forced a bunch of kids to show up or pay a $10 fine.
At Liberty University.
At Liberty University. I thought the son of a bitch was ineligible. Honestly, I thought he was ineligible.
All's not lost, because all we have to do is play his green eggs and ham crap a bunch of times. I would prefer that it was this bozo running, against, I don't know, just about anybody in the Democrats have. Actually, it would be really wonderful if Helen Warren? Sorry, I know Elizabeth Warren.
Elizabeth Warren.
She's quite impressive, and it would be interesting to see her run.
Yeah.
Or in Hillary.
I'd like to see that senator from Texas. What's her name? Is that the same lady, or is this is that a different lady? The one who stood up, in sneakers to stop a vote from going through.
Oh, gosh. I can see her face. I can't think of her name. It would, although I think Texas needs her.
Yeah. Well.
But, yeah. Maybe we should just, catch and release. Let Texas go.
Catch and release. let Texas go. Texas, you had a good run, but, we're sick of your shit now. You can go. We'll send you a postcard after Mexico comes in and kicks your ass.
To be honest, I think we might fix the economy.
Well, they keep threatening to secede, so, they can take Florida with them,
Yeah.
They can take the dongle
of America.
Yeah, take the dongle. They can take Florida, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Florida, and they can just get rid of them all. I keep thinking when I think of that, I think of the Bugs Bunny with the saw cutting Florida loose, I don't think that would work. I don't think that would work.
Mm.
It'd be funny if it did.
I love how Florida's governor doesn't want anybody to use the words, global warming.
Yeah, don't use global warming.
Let's just keep ignoring that one.
Right.
And Florida will just kind of sink and go away.
Yeah. Well, then he won't be governor. He'll be governor of a sandbar.
Atlantis.
Atlantis. No,
go talk to Aquaman.
Yeah, go talk to Aquaman. we still need to come up with a topic, though, for Friday. So I'm... Do we want to do the martyrdom angle? Unless you have something different that you think that we could possibly
Well, there was a whole bunch of stuff about Ted Cruz.
Yeah, but I mean, I want something. Ted Cruz is a flash in the pan overall. I mean, he's just going to be here and he's going to be gone, and I want to attack something that's a little bit more, that's going to, you know, impact us in the longer cause. That's why I was thinking about the gay rights stuff.
Yeah. I wrote down, let's see, something about cops being out of control. You know, police officer violence was another
police
topic I wrote
good.
Down. I don't have excuse, you know, I don't have articles ready for that, but...
Yeah, we would need that.
Indiana's Freedom Bill is...
I saw something about that just a little while ago, as a matter of fact, that the... the Indiana Freedom Bill goes through, the religious freedom goes through, that they're the convention center, they bring in $50 million. They're going to say, fuck you, and we're leaving.
Yeah, basically, Gary Gygax, the creator of D&D, it's evidently Gen Con is up here in Seattle, but they have a longstanding contract with Indiana to have their convention there, and they're actually contracted to go there till, you know, through 2020, but
right.
They said, no, if you enact this, we're not bringing our people there. We're not bringing our money there. You know,
right.
So you can just forget about that.
Well, I suppose if they did that, I suppose that they could, they could sue them, I guess, to try
now
to make
that's,
them come back.
Yeah, I agree. That's a breach of contract, but I don't know.
You know, there's also there was also that attack, that terrorist attack that was at that airport, and nobody's talking about it because this guy was a Christian.
I'm sorry, what attack at an airport?
All right, there was a machete wielding a Molotov cocktail toting terrorist. You probably never heard of him. Let's see here. According to
in
the
America?
Jefferson, yeah, it happened here. It happened in Louisiana, I think, if I'm not mistaken. According to the Jefferson Parish Sheriff Newell Norland, white charge past Transportation Safety Administration agents in Concourse B spraying insecticide into their eyes, brandishing a machete just before 8 p.m. JPSOL Lieutenant Heather Sylvie, who was stationed at the security checkpoint, opened fire, apparently striking White three times, but also shooting a female TSA agent in the arm and grazing a male traveler. Oh, this is New Orleans Airport. I apologize. See here. Saturday, Richard White, 63-year-old veteran and Jehovah's Witness, ding, 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 rushed the New Orleans airport, jumped the security line, attacked the TSA agent with a machete while spraying bug repellent in their face. The Jefferson Lieutenant Parrish style had to shoot White down, but wasn't able to avoid also grazing a traveler and hitting a TSA agent in the arm. So... Mm. This is a terrorist, a Christian terrorist. This is Christian terrorism, and you
Did
don't
he
hear
do
him
it
talk
because
about
because of Christ, or is it just?
Let's see here. As I understand it, he died of his injuries. Yeah, it says here. More recent post adds that White was taken to the hospital, where he later died of his injuries. He had a Molotov cocktail type explosives on his person, plus smoke bombs, canister full of chemicals. Was later found in his car.
It's just death by a cop. I mean, we don't ascribe the eighth. Well, we could have ascribed the atheist's act of shooting the three Muslims to the fact that he hated
the
Muslims. But in the end, it was probably just a parking dispute.
I just want to assume that
because of his religion.
Right. No, but I do want to point something out here. That he left all this stuff in his car. Like, he's going to do all this stuff and say, hey, hang on, everybody. I'll be right back. I'm going to get the rest of my gear out of the car, and then I'll continue to kill you and kill and maim you. Just so everybody, just chill. Just chill for about 5 or 10 minutes. I'll be right back. I don't understand what these people do. They leave all this big. They make all this. I'm gonna bring bombs and grenades and things like that, and I'm gonna leave it here in the car. So just say it's safe. I'm gonna lock the car. So no one touches it. You know. then I'm going to go in and go crazy and shit. And it's like, hold on, everybody. I got to go back to the car and go get the rest of my gear.
So he leaves behind the bombs and he brings in a machete.
Right. No one said he was intelligent.
bringing a knife to a gunfight.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Actually, the other thing I was going to say was the Phil Robertson Duck Dynasty, how he was fantasizing about the rape and murder of atheists. But, you know, other than just bashing at Phil Robertson, who obviously has, like, some mental issues.
Yes.
It probably doesn't really warrant a discussion.
Yeah. Well, see, the thing is here, they go on here, it says whites, quote-unquote, mentally ill, but are... Other terrorists the same are sane. The thing is that all terrorists aren't all terrorists mentally ill. It doesn't matter mm-hmm. whether you're Osama bin Laden, Timothy McVeigh, Adam Lanza. Never heard of that guy.
Oh, yes, you have.
He
was the teen who shot the elementary school.
Oh, right. Okay,
yes,
I didn't recognize the name.
This,
no, that's
yeah,
right. Okay, you're right. I didn't recognize the name.
Sandy Hook.
Sandy Hook. Okay, Sandy Hook. I recognize.
So
Dick Cheney. They put Dick Cheney in the. Dick Cheney's a terrorist,
accident.
Everybody. Dick Cheney's a terrorist. Yay. Or even Henry Kissinger, for that matter. You know, if you had the last name of Kissinger, that's an obvious porn name. I'm just saying, because it's, you know. Anyway, it says that if you're okay with or find it necessary to wreak death, torture, and destruction on your fellow human beings to achieve your goals, then there's something seriously wrong with you. Well, no shit. So,
yeah. Well, you know,
but
the thing about an excuse is it doesn't matter. You just have to take it and work it.
Right. But that's what I think that's the point here, is that they think that if one Muslim does it, even if it wasn't for, like, let's go take it. Well, I don't know if that's a good example, actually. I was thinking of the one where that the army sergeant killed those other soldiers at that fort. Because he had just recently converted to Muslim, and he...
Oh, gosh, I want to say that, yeah, he was somebody here from Pacific Northwest, and but he was in Texas or some other base down south, yes.
Yeah, but they blamed the religion for that, I think. I'm not sure.
It could be.
That's what I'm saying. Where is that? Where exactly is that fine line, then?
I keep coming back to the idea that, honestly, Christianity has only been, like, housebroken.
Housebroken. Christianity has been housebroken. Doesn't pee on the rug anymore.
That's 50 years. Granted, they no longer burnt witches, but we were still, you know, you look at what was influencing the laws of our land and, excusing prejudice and bigotry against blacks, against other, against Asians. Against women, and so I would say that our laws are a reaction to religion because religion was the most often cited reason for those prejudices, and religion was even influencing and twisting how science viewed race, for example, and all of these other our first discoveries about what we were finding. With fossils and stuff. So religion has only recently been tamed as far as Christianity. And the Muslim world, it's really strange when you look back because the Middle East is where a lot of scientific discovery, we're talking about like BC kind of times, early years. There was actually a lot of really wonderful discoveries that have been made, and around the time that I'm just so sketchy on this, around the time that Muhammad influenced Islam,
right.
it just kind of went backwards. It went into seclusion, and they became recluse. They were shunning modern advancements, and I think that's what I see when I look at a lot of these groups, it's a very backwards form of the religion. And when you look at Christianity and you look at the Dominionists and you look at, you know, the Southern Baptist kind of thing, it's a very backwards religion.
Oh, they're all religions are backwards as far as I'm concerned. But
well,
you know,
some of the again, some of them are more civilized. You know, you but it's I mean, it's still a delusion. It's still an imaginary friend. But you know, you have the Episcopalians and you have the Unitarians who actually embrace the idea.
The only part of the civilization, civilized, I think that you can claim on that, at least they don't quite follow their Bible to the letter.
See, now that's it, and there you go. There's those who say, well, this is just a suggestion. This is just, you know, they separate that out from God. And the more that people do not take the Bible literally, the more reasonable discourse you'll be able to have with people on it. And I say that for myself, being I was very much, you know, very fundamental in even before I ever attended an Assemblies of God or a Baptist church. I was just that the Bible is wholly true and it's the inspired word of God.
Right.
That was my stance.
I found your story here. Duck Dynasty Star Fantasy.
Because you posted it on Facebook.
Yeah,
right?
I did. Oh, I'm getting feedback. I apologize. Duck Dynasty Star fantasizes about atheist families' brutal rape and murder to make a point about God's law.
Yeah. I shared that on Facebook, too. And I said, you know, obviously you'd think that Phil Robertson would know about the admonishment not to, you know, give in to vain imaginations and the flights of fancy of your mind. There's actual.
Well, there's a clip. We have a clip.
Yep.
Right, it's a minute and 58 seconds. Let's see what Philly has.
Maybe if you just buy enough health care insurance, that'll keep you out of the ground. I don't think so. Save your money. You got a 6-foot hole waiting on you if you have all the health care you can buy. You say, is it going to keep me out of the ground? No, sir. It's a problem. And you know something?
Well, isn't death ultimately... we're all heading that way. The moment you're born, you're dying, literally. But that's not the point here.
Well, that is the point. The point is that's why religion exists for Christianity.
Yeah.
It's a fear of death cult.
Right. Oh yeah, it's a death cult.
But yes.
Yeah. let's see here.
Just like you can't see in your sin problem. Oh, I don't know, this conscience thing. I mean, we just dreamed it up. There's no right. There's no wrong. There's no good. There's no evil. I'll make a bet with you. Two guys break into an atheist home. He has a little atheist wife and two little atheist daughters. Two guys break into his home and tie him up in a chair and gag him.
You can just hear him having an orgasm right now going,
You can tell that he's a hunter.
Yeah, definitely.
His two daughters in front of him and rape both of them and then shoot them. And they take his wife and decapitate her head off in front of him. And then they can look at him and say, isn't it great to not have to worry about being judged? Isn't it great that there's nothing wrong with this? There's no right or wrong. Now, is it, dude? And then you take a sharp knife and take his manhood and hold it in front of him and say, wouldn't it be something if this was something wrong with this?
Oh, my God.
But you're the one that says there's no God. There's no right. There's no wrong. So we're just having fun. We're sick. In the head. Have a nice day. If it happened to them, they probably would say something about this. It just ain't right.
Oh my God. Fucking, what an idiot. What a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
He is. Holy shit. He doesn't understand basic morality, is basically what he just basically said there.
No, his morality has to come from God. Otherwise, what's the point?
Right.
And it's just...
Do we? This is. Well, I suppose we could do this as a clip and then just kind of springboard off of this to the morality discussion. You think that'll take up? That you think we could talk about morality for an hour?
I don't know. It's. I don't think it's enough to.
Yeah, I don't think it's enough either.
Talk about either. It's. It's too bad it wasn't like for. And maybe it'll still be trending in another week when there'll be a. You know.
Well, we can do this next
talk
week.
About religion.
Yeah.
But it's. I don't know. I can't stand the man.
I can't stand
his family.
I can't stand him either. He's a Poe and. So I'm not sure. The guy is fake to begin with. So. So I'm trying to. I've been looking at videos and stuff like this and stuff. And to try to find something to talk about.
Well, which I didn't realize this because I don't watch Fox News. Mm-hmm. Sandy Rios, who was saying prepare for martyrdom, I thought she was just some mom.
Right.
No, she's a Fox News Channel contributor and has a talk show.
Really?
A talk radio host.
That I didn't know.
I Googled and I'm like, oh, you've got to be. Never mind. Why am I shocked?
Right.
Why am I shocked? You know, another blonde bubblehead at Faux News.
At Faux News, yeah.
Yeah. Well, now it could be the martyr. I would just say though, rather than maybe just being martyrdom, perhaps if you want to go, because what she's talking about is gay marriage and marriage equality. There's a lot to talk about with that. Like I said, there's Pat, you play the Pat Robertson clip about gay adoption, then about being a parent and being gay. There's the daughter of the two lesbians who wrote her op-ed piece about how it harmed her. We have the Indiana Freedom Bill, which would be, you know, again, that kind of plays off of this whole prepare for martyrdom thing.
Right.
It's because people want to say, no, this is my religious right to tell you that I don't approve of how you're living. And taking that personally, that there's so many people who say, well, if we allow gays to marry, it harms marriage in itself.
That's what they keep saying. Here's another video. Yeah. I just found it. Okay. I didn't see this one either. This is from yesterday. Mm-hmm. It says Tim Tim Wildman. He says gay marriage will be the. He says gay marriage is going to be a fist in the face of God Almighty. Like, you know, if God was all omnipotent and all powerful, and you hit God in the face. Do you think he'd actually feel it, or do you think he'd actually go, like, was that a bug? What the fuck was
that?
So
fisting for God, okay.
Fisting for God.
Sorry.
That's good. I like that. Fisting for God.
That's
giving God the old fist. Oh.
Really? We wanted at least take point? God out for dinner first.
Exactly. Buy him a meal. If you're going to go cheap, if you can't afford a nice restaurant, at least take him to McDonald's. You can get a Happy Meal, and by the time you get done fisting him, he's going to want to expel all that shit anyway. So this way it's a win-win.
Oh, okay. I apologize for taking us down that. Stepped off the bus into gutter town. Was me.
You stepped off the bus and I just picked you up and carried you away like the Flash.
No, I'm rolling down the gutter and into the drain of life.
we all live in the drain of life there.
Really, we wanted the Supreme Court justices. Yes, they're the most powerful judicial body in the land. But guess what?
Oh, my God, he got something right. He actually got one thing right in his entire life. They're the highest court in the land. After everything he says after this point will most likely be shit. So
there's a most powerful judicial person in the universe.
Yeah, see, what did I just say? What did I just say?
The United States, and that's God Almighty. And God has said that marriage is between one man and one woman. That is his design from all throughout the Bible. And so if the Supreme Court of the United States is going to force homosexual, quote, marriage on...
No, dickhead, they're not going to force homosexual marriage. They're going to let people who want to get married that are gay to get married. They're not forcing people to get married to somebody that's gay. I don't understand where they get this forcing shit. They say that, hey, if they allow gay marriage, you're going to be forced to get gay married.
As he looked in the mirror, no gay man would want him without an absolutely fabulous makeover. Sorry. No, no, no.
He's got to look fabulous first,
well,
you know.
Okay, I'm just saying. just embrace that baldness. Shave the whole thing off. Do the whole Patrick Stewart thing. Get rid of the porn stash.
Yeah, definitely get rid of the
weight,
porn stash.
You know?
They're going to force gay people to get us to marry gay people. No, they're not.
Klingon Schmidt would probably take him just as he is.
Oh, well, Klingon Schmidt would definitely take him as he is. Gordon Klingon Schmidt is definitely that. He is fucking Klingon Schmidt. But here, let's see. But I was right. He was right in the first 10 seconds of the clip. Everything else after that, boom, he went right down into crazy town.
Yep.
America, then they are going against God.
Oh, and, no! He's going against God! I got to get my handkerchief out. They're going against God.
We wanted them to think about that. Bottom line is, Brian, we all agreed here. It was time to say what the Bible and what God has to say about marriage. This is a sober moment for our country. If the Supreme Court does this and foist unnatural, quote, marriage on all...
Unnatural? What's unnatural? That's what I like to know. What is this unnatural? They keep saying gay marriage is unnatural.
Marriage is a dongle and a woman has a hole.
Oh, is that what it is?
And those two,
it's
like two puzzle pieces.
Oh,
is
that
what
it
is? That's what they say, don't you know?
Ah, that's why we can't have plug-ins without, you know, two male plug-ins touching each other. Because electricity can fall everywhere.
You know, it's not like men don't think about putting their dongle in a woman's mouth.
Yeah, that's right.
Like
it is a hole.
Or something else.
Well, it is a hole, and well, that's a hole too. Wait a minute, men have that same hole. What's wrong with that?
Men don't have holes.
Men have holes. Well, men have a mouth, and they have an asshole.
Yes, of course they do.
Of course they do.
Just like, and who cares?
Right, exactly. Who cares?
Who cares about what two people do if they want to be together?
Exactly.
You idiot.
Exactly.
America, despite the fact that 31 states have said marriage is between a man and a woman, it will be an incredible constitutional injustice.
No, it'll be constitutionally legal. Stupid fucking people, I swear. Happy place.
This is really good because it kind of leads off on even better into the other things we've already listed. There's at least five other articles and things that could be drawn upon in this discussion by leading with this one.
Halfway through, bring in that lady Rio or Rio
mm-hmm.
or okay, that's not a bad
idea. Yeah, because that's she's talking about SCOTUS.
Right.
You know, she's also talking about SCOTUS. We have Pat Robertson talking about adoption,
mm-hmm.
and then like I said, there's the daughter of the two lesbians. And there's he's talking about 31 states and how there's an injustice. Well, we have the Indiana Freedom Bill, and that's not the only one. We've already kind of touched on those in previous shows.
Right.
But they're still relevant because
they're still pushing on
these
it.
These states are still pushing them. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're trying to get this passed as law of the land.
Right.
So
all right, let's finish this. We got about 30 seconds left.
Represent more of a power grab by the federal bench, and it'll be a fist in the face of God Almighty. Mm. So,
you know, it's right.
They're all powerful guys. They're worried about someone punching. They're all powerful God. You know, I could go out and hit a brick wall with my hand and probably break it, not damage the wall. And the fact is that they think that their all-powerful God is going to get punched in the face.
Well, you know, who can blame them? Because obviously God has some real issues. His feelings are hurt so badly that he flooded the entire earth. It's just,
he's got a glass jaw is what it is. He's glass jaw God.
Speaking of which, Dark Matter 2525's video this last week.
How,
you know, how hurt his feeling, God's feelings were. You know, and Jeffy's telling him, son, you know, you can't just buy people's love and you expect that to work. You know,
right? I saw that one. That was a great video.
Yeah.
For the people who are watching us on the stream right now. That's Dark Matter 2525. Tell him we said hello. We pointed you to his videos.
Yes.
He's got some great videos out there. All right. Well, we got a little bit left. We got about 15 seconds here. So,
all right.
This is the, and I'll let you go. It just strikes me this is the best in the prophetic tradition. I mean, this is what the prophets of old did. If there was a king that was out of line, the prophet was the one who was called by God. Stand up and say, what you are doing is evil in the eyes of the Lord. And what I hear you saying, Tim, and I give you the last word here, is there was a need for somebody to speak with a prophetic voice to our Supreme Court.
Okay, so he thinks that he's going to talk to one of you guys, Supreme Court. Well, you know what? I speak for God, so you got to listen to me. Okay, show me your credentials. Show me where it. Do you have a signed letter from God? Says Brian Fisher. What was that here? Yeah, I just got
Brian
a breaking
Fisher
news.
Brian Fisher is excused from serving any gay people because he's got a head cold.
He's got a head cold.
Yeah.
Oh.
Signed, sincerely, Jehovah Yahweh.
Yeah. Just a quick thing here. I just had some breaking news come over my phone. Reports of damage and tornado warned storms hit Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Oh no!
Yeah, that's not nice. Where's God?
Alley.
God, where the hell was God? You know, hey, he's apparently he's laying down on the job again.
Oklahoma, where the winds comes ripping up the plain.
Yeah, no shit.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. But yeah, this is. I think this is a good. You're right. I think this
I like
is a better
this
one.
Lead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We could play this as a lead in, and then we'll, mm-hmm. after the well, I'll play it about halfway through, and then we'll get in and play that other Sheffley, not whatever Sheffley, not Sheffley. Oh, Sheffley's another bitch. But
Schlafly.
Oh
my
Disney, God, hear what
she's like a mummy. I can't believe she's still alive.
You got Sandy Rios. Rios is the one I was thinking about. But you got to hear this one.
Okay.
You got to hear the batshit crazy that. Schlafly says here.
Any idea in your mind, any prediction of how that ruling is going to go, and how should we as conservatives respond to a Supreme Court ruling that would uphold or impose same-sex marriage on the whole country? How do we respond to that?
Well, I'm not one to predict what the courts are going to do. However, we just cannot live in a country where one judge or even five judges are able to change the law of our land that goes against the laws of most of our states, and we've had for several thousands of years about the definition of marriage. That's simply not...
Okay, we also had 7,000 years of slavery, too, but we changed that. We changed that, bitch. I can't believe this woman, she thinks,
one judge can't make a difference. One judge can't change the law.
They can.
No, but our Supreme Court sure as hell can.
Yeah, that's why they're called the Supreme Court.
And that is how our country is set up. I mean, they are like the last saving parachute kind of thing.
Right.
Because they can determine whether or not the states have enacted an unconstitutional law.
Right.
That's exactly who they are, Phyllis Schlafly.
Yeah, I actually made a
lame duck.
I actually made it. there's more. She goes more into this. She goes more into this shit. Wait, wait till her level of crazy goes. I mean, the space shuttle. Yeah, the blue eye shadow has eaten through her brain, and the level of crazy has actually bypassed our farthest probe out in space right now. So. It's this level
crazy.
Can
we send her as a probe in space? No,
I wouldn't rely on that information coming back at all. So, I just saw God. He said they're doing his nails.
No, the aliens would find her and say, "Oh my God, I don't care where she came from.
We can't go there.
Destroy that
planet." Or they'd say, "This woman is crazy. This creature is crazy. We must invade their home planet." Because obviously, if they're this stupid, they have no defense against us.
Yeah.
Form of government. God. We believe in we the people. And so there are various ways that you find some people. We filed some briefs about how the governors can refuse to enforce such a decision, how the new president can tell the attorney general not to enforce it. There are all kinds of ways of dealing with it. It was just like when the presidents have done that in the past, and when the court handed down the Dred Scott decision, probably the worst decision in history, which said it was okay to have a slave as your property, Abe Lincoln said, "No, we're not going to accept that. We have to accept what he did for poor old Dred Scott, but we don't have to make it a national rule, and we're not going to make it a national rule." And I wrote a book several years ago.
She doesn't understand how rules work and how it gets better. It gets better. Listen to what she says. It gets better.
She wrote a book.
It's in this book I have.
It's got
pictures of Jesus, and he's got a nice muscular shirt. He's got a nice muscular, and he's got this big pecs. Excuse me while I go to the bathroom. Woo! Sorry.
Called the supremacists, in which I talked about these judges who think they are, I think they're God or something.
No, they don't think they're God or something, bitch. My God, they're the final say. That's how we set up this level of government. The level of stupidity these people have, it's just shocking.
Because they think they can rewrite the Constitution, which they have designated as a living document.
It is a living document, bitch.
Yes. Otherwise, it would not have been amended.
Right.
And she wouldn't be able to have any kind of public office or any kind of public voice because women, and she wouldn't be able to vote.
That's right. She would not be able to. She wouldn't be able to vote. She wouldn't be able to. She's enjoying.
Wait a minute.
She is enjoying the fruits of a living document.
But she wants to say this is where we stop, you know, letting anybody else have any other kind of liberties and recognizing that, you know, these are all human beings.
Right.
No.
No. If you're gay, then that living document does not apply to you, only unless I say so.
Yep.
And that they can rewrite according to their own pleasure and. Wait a minute.
They're not rewriting it to their own pleasure. It's like, yeah, let's change that whole Constitution thing just for shits and giggles because we're the highest court in the land. You know what? Everybody has to eat, I don't know, ice cream on Wednesday because we say so. And then
she's accusing the Supreme Court judges of being frivolous.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Yeah, no, it is. Exactly. And I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, no, you're right. It's like, they're just doing whatever they want. You're just like, they decide they want to do something, then you know what? Then we just have to follow. It's like, first off, you think they come to these decisions lightly? They have, you know, this is not like, okay, well, because you religious people decided that your book is real, which it's not, and your God is real, which there's no evidence of. Therefore, we're going to just capitulate to you.
If all of the Supreme Court judges were conservative and Christian, and not just a fundamentalist Christian like her, she would have no problem.
Oh, absolutely, she wouldn't.
With anything. She wouldn't, you know, and she would say they're doing the work of God. They're not that they're trying to be God.
Right, exactly. Oh, and oh, there's more. Oh, this gets so much better. This gets so much better. Ooh, I'm getting giddy. I'm getting giddy. Just listen, waiting for this.
We've got to speak up and say we're not going to put up with it.
Oh, Phyllis, we've got 90 seconds left.
Get off my lawn!
I
want
to remind you to go on my website, eagleforum.org.
Eagleforum.org. Give us one example of what governors can do. If the Supreme Court imposes same-sex marriage, how can governors respond to prevent that ruling from being enforced in their own state? What can they do?
Oh, well, especially if it's got a law against same-sex marriage in that state, the governor can tell the people who issue these certificates that they can't do it.
Wait, the Supreme Court said to do this, and I say, you know what? No, I'm not going to do it because I'm going to big, fat, mini poopy pants here, and I'm just going to do whatever I want. No, it don't work that way. You can't. We're changing the laws to 21, so you can't drink until you turn 21. No, I'm not going to do it. Meh. Okay, federal funds are gone. That sounds like a great idea, actually. We'll do that next week. That's what happened here in Wisconsin. Our drinking age was 18 for a long time. And I was like, I don't know, 5 years away from that. And I was like, oh, just 5 years from now I'll be 18 and I can drink. And then 21 is like, shit, fuck you people. Because they said they would take away the funding for the state roads. And we have several seasons here in Wisconsin. We have winter, winter light, even more winter, and then road construction. So, and if it wasn't for that, our roads out here, I travel a lot for my job. I have to travel to other states quite often, and I've traveled through some states that have some pretty fucking shitty roads. And if Wisconsin had said, you know what, I'm not going to do it, we're going to keep the drinking age at 18, our roads would be total crap. You could not fucking drive on them at all. So if these governors, who the fuck does this woman think she is? She's just like, yeah, I'm going to inform governors that they can say, no, I'm not going to do that law. No, 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 no. No, you not a chance in hell, bitch. Who the hell do you think? Show me your law degree, bitch, that says that a governor can override a Supreme Court decision. I'm hearing crickets waiting for this. So there's like 5 or 6 seconds left here. So
they go ahead and try to do it anyway. Somebody will sue, and then the government, the president will not enforce it. He will not send Eric Holder or his substitute around to enforce a decision that we believe is violating of our national rule.
Okay, she thinks that if people decide to stop, or the governors, you know, the right-wing nut job governors decide to, hey, we're not going to do it anyway, we'll send in the National Guard. No, they just they're not going to. The most likely, they won't do that. They more than likely are going to, do the thing like I said with the roads there. If you don't do this, no economics. You're cut off. You're like that one rich spoiled child. I'm going to do whatever I want until, oh, I'm sorry, we're taking away all your credit cards and no access to the bank card anymore, and you're going to have to live on what clothes you have on your back. Well, you know what? I want that money, so I'm going to do as I'm told. So, and the conservatives run on cash. So
that's also a good sort. There's so much. If you want to, you know,
I can throw all three of these in here.
I gotta say, prep all of those, and I'll make sure to, you know, try and add.
Okay, I'll tell you what.
All
right, then the we got to come up with a topic name now.
Right.
All right. Hang on a second. Let me get into the Dropbox. For anybody out there that would like to get an invitation to the Dropbox,
Fisting in the face of God.
Fisting God.
Fisting the face of God.
No, I just like fisting God. God needs an enema. No. Oh wait, no, that's a movie.
SCOTUS, your scrotum. Never mind.
SCOTUS.
I apologize.
Oh, that was bad. I love it. Let's see here. Okay, there's last minute show topics. I gotta make a new text file if I can, and I didn't. Okay, get into the short folder.
Pray the gay away.
Alrighty, here. Just gonna make a new text file here, save it. Otherwise, if I do anything else beyond that, I'm just going to end up screwing up the way I've got this set up so people can actually hear us. I don't know. We've got several people watching, but I don't know. No one's responding back, so I don't know if they can actually hear everything or not. I hope you can.
I'm just going to add, there's Fisting God, and then there's Fisting God Fabulously.
Fisting God Fabulously. Fabulous.
SCOTUS, my scrotum, pray the gay away.
Oh, good grief.
So,
let's see here. Well, you know what? Let me do this. Let me do this first. Let me get these links in here.
Mm-hmm.
First.
We had, let's see, there was Sandy Rios. Actually, there's four. There was the Sandy Rios. There was Pat Robertson on gay adoption.
You think that's still a good one to use?
I think that the Pat Robertson one, you might put it in there as number four if you need it.
Okay, all right.
I would, yeah.
Okay, hang on a minute. Let me
see.
I can't move that fast.
Oh, it's okay.
I can't find anything here. All right, we'll put these in one.
So Tim Wildemann was first.
Two, three, four. Okay, let's see here. I'll put the link. Wait a minute. Which one was this? This is the one we just watched. That would be what, three?
Well, yeah, I think Schlafly would be three.
Okay, let me put the title on that one. Just a second. Okay. All righty. See what was the other one here.
Which ones do you have?
Let me get the Tim Wildemann right now.
Wildemann was, I think, the first one.
Yeah, we're gonna springboard off of that one.
Right.
Okay, mm-hmm. Let me get that link here. Whoops. That's not what I wanted to do. There we go. That's not what I wanted to do, but my fingers did anyway. Damn fingers!
They have a mind of their own. You just wash them.
I can't do
anything with them.
Oh no, the smartardom was the Sandy Ross was the second in the line there. We're gonna change.
Yes, Sandy Rios was number two with
right.
The smartardom.
Okay, here. Whoops. Yeah. All right. Springboard stories. And Robertson. Gay people destroy marriage.
Yes. A gay adoption.
Yeah. Gay adoption and gay marriage.
And marriage, yeah. Because it kind of touched on both of those. So.
All right. I got to fix something here because I've got this kind of cockeyed here.
Well, that's better than being cockeyed. This is the poop show.
This is the poop show. Welcome to the Packard Poopsat. No, I'm kidding. It's Packard Poopsat. If you want to see Packard Poopsat, that's a whole other show that's more X-rated. A lot more noises, grunting, things like that.
Ew. Two Packards in a cup.
Oh, that's scary.
God, Oh, God, I'm really bad today. I'm sorry, God. This is why I script. This is why I send my script any video I make. And I just don't know. Does anybody really want to know what I really think?
Now that you know what she really thinks of you people.
This is my mind, the flow of my mind, and it's
well, it's not your fault. I've released the beast within you. You can blame me.
You and Robin Dupree Reed too. She's my fuck mentor. She's my fuck therapist. She's helped me say the word.
Yes.
God.
Okay, I'm going to close this one out so I can. All right. There's all right. Now we got to come up with a title for the show now.
Right. Okay. I've offered four.
Okay.
So.
Well, we need one. Well, one that's gonna. It's got to be. You know how like the last ones we did. You know they were like Christianity. They think that they're gonna take. They can have the rights or whatever. I can't remember the titles because they're not in the Dropbox for some reason. Maybe I'm in the wrong Dropbox. I'm probably in the wrong Dropbox. That's just how I roll. I'm in the wrong Dropbox here. Let's see here.
I do remember this has only been, we've only been doing this once or twice now. And so it's the trickiest part because we haven't done the show. And so it's like, okay, but we've chosen all the articles. We know where we're going. It's a single subject kind of arc. So.
Oh, I was in the wrong Dropbox. Durf.
Okay.
Okay. All right. There we go. All right. I've moved the document. All right. Topic four. I'm just gonna name the topic right now. Topic.
For number 234.
Yes. Topic four. What's this? March 20th.
It'll be the 27th.
Right. I'll just put 2015 here.
Right.
Yeah, it's 2015. It's 1915, everybody.
23 Skidoo.
23 Skidoo. All right, now we just got it. All right, let me just come up. Let me open this up here. Okay. Legalizing gay marriage. Rights of gay marriage. Let's see. Gay marriage rights. Yeah, gay. If I can spell marriage, MARA.
SCOTUS entertain you.
Let's SCOTUS.
Right. I had fisting God fabulously. Let's see.
But I mean, I'd like to have the topic. Hello, whoever it is that's just joined us now. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, that's wonderful.
We have seven people watching me talking to a microphone with a big green screen behind me. I don't know if you guys can hear Connie. Everybody just said these seven people are watching me laughing their ass off at me going, this guy is talking to nobody. This guy is sitting here. He's crazy. He's talking. He's got his headphones on. We can't hear who the hell he's talking to, but he's obviously talking to somebody. Maybe it's the voices of Packard's head. The voices in my head. Oh no, that's a different song. let's see here. Do Christians need
what was our?
Oh wait! I think I got one. Hang on.
Okay.
U-I-U-M, martyrdom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Gay marriage and martyrdom. Will Christians really take this far over gay marriage? I need another word there. Gay marriage rights. I mean, this needs to be truncated, though.
Well, actually, what they're saying is this marriage equality.
Right. Will Christians over equality? Over equality. Over equality. I like that. If you're out there, we got eight people watch us. Hello, you're coming in at the tail end of the of our staff meeting here. We're getting ready to wrap up here pretty soon. Not yet. Don't go anywhere. We're not done yet.
So what was the title?
Okay. The title I've got so far is "Gay Marriage and Martyrdom." Will Christians really take it this far over equality? What do you think?
Gay marriage versus martyrdom? And martyrdom?
And martyrdom. Gay marriage and martyrdom. That's what I've got here so far. Gay marriage and martyrdom. Christians, will Christians really take it this far? Will Christians really martyr them? Well, will Christians really martyr themselves over? Let me make a, hold on here.
Let me do this.
Do Christians really believe in this dichotomy?
Hang on a second. I try to remember what the hell I said there. Will Christians really martyr? I spelled it four times. I still can't spell it.
What?
I've got
martyrdom.
I know. I'm looking right at the freaking word, and I'm still screwing up.
That's fine.
My spelling, I can't spell.
I'll fix it in post.
This is why we do everything in post. let's see. Let's see here. Over gay. All right. Gay marriage and martyrdom. Will Christians really martyrdom? Will really martyr?
Do Christians really believe
All right. Will Christians really martyr themselves over gay marriage, over gay equality?
All right, I have to correct you, and again, I understand if you think that this is how it is, but they are saying, they're not saying they're going to martyr themselves. They're not going to go and blow themselves up over this. They're saying that the government is going to come for them and make them martyrs, or the government's going to make them martyrs, whether or not that's death or not. They think that they're being made martyrs.
Oh, so you think that she's taking it a different direction. You're thinking that her... Her train of thought is.
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
That's okay. You're saying there. You think her train of thought is that that they're going to become martyrs because the government's going to say if you don't stand up with gay people getting married, then we're just going to put you in jail.
Yes. It doesn't have to require their death, but they are saying that this is going to be the result because that's why they're seeking laws to say it's okay for us to say. We don't have to serve gays, all right? We don't have to serve LGBT people. And
I know, a little Christian flambé sounds pretty nice right now, you know, a little explosion. I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding.
Well, okay, I don't know enough about Sandy Rios to know exactly where she's going with this because there is a segment of Christianity that would say, yes, this is a proponent of the end times coming when...
Right.
People will be put to death for being Christians. But I think that you can be a martyr, you know, and just go on a starvation fast and things like that. You know, to be a martyr, you don't necessarily have to die, but you just have to be persecuted. When she says martyrdom, she means persecution.
They already think they're being persecuted.
I know they do. You know, get out the tissue, like in like.
persecuted. We're so persecuted.
When she says martyrdom, she means persecution. And
so you think that's her train of thought, that she's interchanging these words.
Now, again, I don't know how far she's taking it in her head. She might, you know,
worm in her head is going around the apple trying to circle its way back in.
Okay, so martyrdom means persecution. So they're not talking about, you know, lighting themselves on fire, but deal where they think that somebody else would come in and harm them over this. I don't know. You know, it's just they're feeling persecuted.
Okay, let me do this then. Let me change this. Gay marriage and martyrdom. Let me just change the wording after that point. I'm trying to wrap my head around her train of thought here, and it's driving me insane, because I can't. There are some levels of insanity that I cannot understand, and this level of insanity, I'm afraid if I go there to try to understand it, I'm gonna be sucked in like a goddamn black hole.
Gay marriage. Versus martyrdom, one man's right is another man's persecution.
Oh, I like that. One man's right is another man's. That's a good one. If I can spell persecution, which I can't, I got precaution. I must be spelling it wrong. I'll spell it wrong. I'll figure it. I'll fix it in post. I'll figure it out. No, you know how you're spelling something really poorly when even Google says, "I don't know what the fuck this is." And my spell check on my computer just said, "I give up, man. You win."
WTF?
What the hell, man? What the hell?
Yeah, no.
I don't understand what you're talking about. I'm gonna cry. My CPU is in a turmoil now.
And actually, I put a question mark at the end of that.
Oh, that's a good idea. If I can find out how to spell fucking persecution.
It's like, really?
I know you guys are watching, because I see you guys watching. Tweet me, say, just spell the word persecution. Just tweet me the word persecution.
P-E-R-S-E.
I wanted them to do it.
No, damn it, I know the answer. It's like catnip to the cat.
Okay, I'll take yours. You said you got your hand raised already. So
my hand is always raised. God. Ooh.
What are you, the Statue of Liberty done? Sit down. No.
Yeah, I'm going to bash you in the head with my lamp. Oh, my God. I'll put it down and I'll take the book.
Yeah. Bam! Okay, all right, P-E-R, right?
S-E. C.
C.
U.
U.
T-I-O-N.
T-I-O-N. All right, persecution.
T-I-O-N, shun, 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 shun.
Yeah, yep. Yep, that's the song I was thinking of.
Yep.
One man's, apostrophe S, one man is another man's persecution.
Right is another man's persecution.
Do we want to use the plural, or do you want to use rights or right? One man's rights.
Well, we're talking. No, it's rights, because it's not just.
We're not just talking about one right
to marry, but we're also talking about all the other things that kind of come with that, about adoption or any, you know, just to be able to live your life, to be able to go in the bathroom, No, you're right. It's more than one right.
Okay.
It's not just, you know, it.
Okay, we're going to start this out. Gay marriage and martyrdom, or gay marriage versus martyrdom?
Versus martyrdom.
You want to go with versus? Okay.
Well, I think it is, because, I mean, if you want, maybe we need to change martyrdom, but.
Oh, shit. Just a little side note here. That plane that went down in France. Apparently,
yes.
One pilot was locked out of the cockpit just before the crash. Let me in!
Oh, my God. That's a tragic.
He probably went to high school students
on there, you know, on a trip.
You know what? He probably went to go use the bathroom and forgot his keys, and he couldn't remember the passcode to get back in.
It kind of stinks to me. I don't know at that point then, but maybe it's just
it just says one pilot
event.
I don't know how many pilots they have. It just says a pilot was locked out. So maybe they kicked him out. Who knows? I don't know. We'll find out in a few days, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is the title here is gay marriage versus martyrdom. One man's rights is another man's persecution? Question mark. Or do you want to use a question mark, or do you just want to use it as a statement?
Because that's what it's a discussion.
I think we have to start this off with the word is. Then is one man's rights? Is one man's rights?
Are one man's rights?
Yeah. Are. Okay.
Yes.
Are. You're right.
Sorry. That's that.
No, you're right. No, you're right. Are.
Yeah.
Are.
Okay.
Now I'm feeling like Robin Williams. Are.
Should we say persons?
One person's. You know, no, actually, because it doesn't just extend to just the men, the gay community, and the men of the gay community. It's the women, too, because they're, just the gay men can get married. The lesbians, you're still screwed. You're not allowed to get married. Just the gay men. We're doing this one step at a time, people. One step at a time.
I apologize. I show my age on that because, you know, you use the terms mankind, and it's meant to me. Like an umbrella, it means everybody. But I do understand that we, you know, given the complexity of all of the intricacies of identity and everything that we're talking about, it probably be good to use the word persons.
Yeah, so, persons.
Yes.
Okay. Are one person's right? Are one? Mm-hmm. Now it sounds a little. It sounds awkward now. It sounds awkward now. Are one person's rights is another man's persecution? No, I gotta take that is out of there. I gotta take that is. Goodbye, is. Okay. Are one person's rights another man's persecution? Question mark. Okay. Now it's
Does one person's right Sorry. Okay.
One person's rights. No, you know what? Actually, you know what? Let's take the word "are" out of there completely, and then out of the first part here. One person
and put a semicolon behind martyrdom.
Oh, I've got that already set. Actually, what I was going to say here, I'm going to move that "r" to the center here, and then take off the question. One person's rights are another man's persecution, as a matter of a statement, not so much as a question.
One person's rights are another person's persecution statement.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's a discussion. Oh, no, that works. Yes. Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Because that question mark was sitting there going, I know we used the question mark on the last two, but I'm like, this is like, it's not gelling. There's no gel. No lube! No lube!
Peanut butter, jelly time. Oh, goodness.
Alrighty here.
Apparitional.
Okay, gay marriage versus martyrdom. One person's rights are another man's persecution. Okay, that's it. Then that's our topic.
Yes.
All right. Hey. All right. Yay! I am gonna save this.
We're just the happiest podcast in the world.
Yes.
And everybody hopes that I stop making that voice.
Everybody that's watching has cats, and cats are going, what the hell? What was that noise?
Dogs,
what was that noise?
Like...
Dogs are going, what the fuck?
All of a sudden, there's dogs on people's porches.
The neighbors are going, oh,
I heard the call of my people.
Glasses are shattering everywhere.
Yep. Oh, goodness.
Okay, now we got to, since we are officially at the end of the podcast. Now, I know that everybody that is watching right now, hello. What we do is, I don't know if you're going to be able to hear this, but we take the show out in a song. So I'm trying to figure out, what would be a good song to take us out on. I don't know if I have anything on SCOTUS at all, so.
Oh, I'm glad you said SCOTUS. I'm so glad I can say scrotums.
Scrotums! Well, I got stuff for scrotums. I'm sure I've got
stuff
for scrotums.
This is the poop show.
Poop. I got poop. All right. Let me just type in poop. I got poop.
I don't know if you really want to go out on poop.
No.
Do we?
Well, I do have the thing about Chapoopy. So. No, I'm not going out. I'm not going out on poop. Oh, man. That's a little reverb there. Let's see here. I got to give a big middle finger to Pat Robertson here. He brought his face up on my screen, and I had to give him the middle finger.
It's too bad it wasn't Dick Cheney, because he looks like Emperor Palpatine. There's probably something about that.
Yeah.
Mm. You know, here. We have Phyllis Schlafly and Pat Robertson, two, you know, like, should be mummified.
Okay. Actually, you know what? Well, all right. I've got this song here. All right. I have not heard this in a while, so I don't. This is probably, well, it's 6 minutes. I'm not going to play 6 minutes. Fuck that. Okay, all right. This is, all right. Now, this kind of pokes fun at the gay community a little bit, but. They are an easy target, unfortunately. But this is just done in as far as comedy. I have, you know, we are fighting for gay rights on the show, so please don't write me nasty letters at packardpokes@gmail.com or ppapodcast@gmail.com.
Views of the host are not necessarily the views of the co-host.
Right.
I haven't heard what he's going to play. No.
Okay, this is a song by Raymond and Scum. It's called "Does This Make Me Gay?" I gotta turn it up here.
I haven't heard it.
Alrighty, I have to turn it up here first before I start playing, and do this. Go to the single computer. There. All right. Now we don't have to worry about that. Okay. Oh, you're not gonna hear anything. There we go. Dance on screen.
I woke up in the morning and you were next to me. I thought to myself, hey, who is he? I don't remember many of the details of the night, but waking up into a naked man just don't seem very right. I remember having one drink, and I remember having two. I remember kissing someone, I guess that would be you. I have a feeling this is gonna be one crazy day. So I lie here asking myself, does this make me gay? I think that it just may. Does this make me gay? I've never had an earring, I don't know that I
this make me gay? I think that's safe to say. Does this make me gay? Whoa, what a difference a couple hundred shots can do. Your entire lifestyle could change at the drop of a hat. Oh, what I'd give to just remember you. And I'm wondering, did I pitch or did I catch?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yesterday I thought I knew what I was all about. Now I'm sitting here planning the best way to come out. I guess I'm gonna have to learn the words to YMCA. So tell me straight, so to speak, does this make me gay? And should I have to stay? Does this make me gay?
Okay, so.
Okay.
So, that's the closest thing I got. I'm sorry. I don't have anything more positive. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Please write all your hate mail to ppapodcast@gmail.com. I don't even know if anybody even heard that. No one's tweeting at me, so I don't know.
Aww.
No one's tweeting us. They're watching. I've got there's several people watching here tonight. So this is kind of cool that I announced this like a couple days ago. I say we're gonna try this. I just found out about it the other day. Was it yesterday? I found out about it yesterday, as a matter of fact. And I said, hey, I'm gonna try this tomorrow, and for the podcast, since I didn't want to go out and I didn't want to set up the whole show on Vaughn Live and doing everything like that. I figured, you know, this is just kind of impromptu type thing, and give this a shot and see how it works out. So we had a pretty good response. I mean, overall,
good.
Yeah, we actually have more people here tonight watching me sitting here in front of a green screen. You know, half naked. No, I'm not half naked. I'm just kidding.
Talking to some
invisible person in my head. then we actually have at the show, which is kind of sad. Come to the show. Come to the live show. You already know what we're going to talk about, but come to the live show at Vaughn.
This is Religion Light, then.
Yeah, Religion Light. It's Vaughn. Yeah. Packard's talking to himself. Come, you got to watch this shit.
This is what you look like on prayer.
This is what you look like on prayer. See, when you people out there talk to yourselves, you're sitting there, oh, Heavenly Father. You know, this is what we think of you. You're watching me now. You're thinking, yeah, this guy, he's talking to nobody. I'm hoping this worked. I don't know if it did or not, but I'm hoping it did.
Yay.
Yeah, well, I don't know. If you want to open up the stream, well, I suppose you don't know where it is. It's I posted on my Twitter feed at Packard Pokes at.
Yeah, I didn't open that up tonight. So
okay, well,
I'll have to do that next week.
Okay. Well, I was gonna say, there's obviously something working here because I'm getting people watching us. I have no idea if they can actually hear you. So,
well, I thought that Twitter feed was just like
no, it's a new app. It's called it's not a new app. It's been around for a little while, I guess. It's called Meerkat, and you start. Hit send or whatever, and then people can just come and watch you. It's like, and it's live streaming over Twitter, basically. You can watch it literally on any device, on a web browser or a smartphone or your toaster. I don't know if it works really well on a toaster, but it allows you to watch it on multiple platforms anyway. So, and then. Then you can keep the video, or you can toss it afterwards. So I may keep this. I may keep this video because I want to see how many times I scratched my nose. So.
Oh goodness.
Yeah, this is fun. This is actually kind of fun.
I see it there.
Yeah, it's in my stream there.
Yeah.
Let's see here. I don't know. I have to let me look. Let me pull up my stream here.
Unfortunately, I'm streaming like everything, so
yeah.
That's where I'm like.
Oh, here it is.
For me.
It's here. I'll give you the link. Type this in here. It's mrk.tv/1, capital letter G, lowercase O, 00, lowercase Z, and then a capital letter J. That URL is only good for tonight only. So, do you need me to repeat that?
Where do I type it in at?
Oh, just type it into any browser.
Any browser.
Any browser. Any browser.
All right. Well,
not that one. No, I'm just kidding. Any browser. Put that one. Don't do that one.
No.
No, it's MRK. Dot. Yeah. MRK.TV/
TV?
TV is in television.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Slash
the number one. Capital letter G as in go.
Okay.
The letter is O, lowercase. 00.
Got it.
Letter Z, lowercase. And then the capital letter J.
Let me see what I have here.
You may have to sign into Twitter to have it play, though. That's how these things work, I guess. Did it tell you you have to sign in?
Okay. Yeah, well, yeah. Okay, now I get. I don't know where to mute it, though.
Oh. Were you able to hear you? Oh, there you are.
Yeah, but I don't see how I mute, because I got a loop going.
That's okay. Well, we're gonna.
So
that's okay. I'm gonna stop the recording now. Thank you, everybody that came to watch us, and Connie, thank you for coming and watching yourself.
Yeah. You turn that off so they get that sound gone. So.
Right. Well, yeah.
So
yeah, definitely. Yeah, you might want to turn that off now. All right.
But yeah, I didn't see where to mute it.
That's okay.
On Live, I know where to mute that. So
yeah, that's all right. All right, I'm gonna stop the recording. All right, good night, everybody.
Good night.